Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Sinan Chidi of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who in several articles has helped me understand not only the presidential contest imminent, the election in Turkey, but also foreign policy, always in the news. Syria is a darkness visible. It's a collapsed state. It's a failed state. You are reporting, Professor, that Mr. Erdogan has made a U-turn on Syria. Once upon a time, he wanted the Assad regime gone. And now, what is his opinion of the Assad regime?
So there is an interesting dynamic that is developing between Turkey and Syria, mainly, I think, encouraged and prodded along by the Russian Federation, which seeks to essentially get Turkey to abandon its position of trying to sort of not have a relationship with Assad at best, but also trying to topple him at worst for the past 10 years. And that is mainly, and Erdogan is interested in this simply because he's finally come around to the realization that Turkey's entire Syria policy is a colossal failure, mainly because Mr. Assad has prevailed as leader of the country and he's likely to continue to rule it. Therefore, Turkey can't just ignore that fact, given that Mr. Assad is also supported by the Russian government and backed by the Iranians to a lesser extent. But Turkey essentially needs to make amends, right? I mean, it has serious security issues that, you know, relating to the future of the country. But again, it all ties back to the domestic arena. Erdogan needs a hard sell. He was essentially interested for months to say that, a terrorist threat was emanating from Syria, which had to be dealt with, mainly by essentially sending in the Turkish military. But he's now trying to get the Assad regime to essentially take care of that for him so that he can sell that to Turkish voters and say, look, we got rid of the Kurdish terrorist threat emanating out of Syria, right? And essentially try to sort of get that taken care of so he can sell that to his voters. That's why we think the U-turn is coming. And they've had very high level talks between their foreign ministers. Time will tell us whether Mr. Erdogan and Mr. Assad will just actually shake hands.
Is the Kurdish card also an explanation for why Mr. Erdogan is refusing to approve Sweden joining NATO because of the Kurds? Is that a plus for him in the election?
So again, this is all, I would argue, this is all related to, you know, his domestic platform. That's another policy avenue to convince voters that he's a strong, tough leader and defends Turkey's interests abroad, right? So Sweden and Finland obviously want to become members of NATO, and every NATO country has to approve prospective applicants. And just one no, or abstaining or not, which is one no vote from a country will hold up the process, which is what is happening now. Both Hungary, but more so Turkey, is preventing the accession of Sweden and Finland. And Turkey's excuse is essentially focused on Sweden itself, saying, look, the Swedish government has been providing a safe haven for Kurdish terrorists, Kurdish separatist organizations for a long time. And if they want to become members of NATO, then they're going to have to take measures for that. So the Turks have asked for things like the extradition of over 130 individuals. And Sweden has responded by deporting just a handful of people. But they're basically saying, look, we can't just like extradite people because you say so. We have a due process of law. And so Erdogan is essentially grinding the sort of accession process to a halt. It's become even more contentious over the weekend, simply because a far-right activist in Sweden burned a copy of the Quran outside the Turkish embassy there in Stockholm, right? And the Swedish authorities just allowed this to happen simply because they cited their sort of widespread expression of freedom laws, right? And the Turks said this was a hate crime which should have been prevented at least punished. And Erdogan has used that as a means to basically say, well, you know, right now the Swedish accession is on an indefinite hold, you know.
Right.
And again, he can sell that to his people as election material, saying, you know, the Swedes are Islamophobic. They countenance the burning of the Holy Book, blah, blah, blah. And so essentially what you're seeing is a perfect opportunity for Erdogan to keep this issue of NATO enlargement alive, at least up until the election, after which we'll see what happens.
Yes, a lot of electioneering going on. Here's one more. The U.S. is approving a sale of F-16s and replacement parts to Turkey, not the F-35s that it is approved selling to Greece. Is this a positive for Erdogan that he has the F-16s in train, even if there are objections by Congress?
So the devil's in the details here. So if you look closely, Congress has been notified by the administration that Greece of their intention to sell F-35s to Greece, because they're a part of the program. And this needs to get congressional approval so that the Greeks can actually take delivery of these first batch of F-35s by this summer. The Turks, the administration also informally signaled their intention to sell F-16s to Turkey, because Turkey was booted out of the F-35 program for acquiring Russian missiles, hence the F-16 sale.
We have 1 minute, Professor.
Okay. But as a result of that, Congress has huge objections in both houses, right?
Yes.
So it is unlikely that Turkey gets the sale of the F-16, simply because even though the administration wants it, Congress is opposed, and the administration is unlikely to override the objections of Congress. And they have significant asks of Turkey going forward, such as Swedish Finnish accession to membership, as well as other foreign policy demands. Turkey is unlikely to budge on those, at least until the election. And therefore, we're not likely to see the sale of fighter jets to Turkey anytime soon.
Is it a plus, though, that the U.S. wants to sell them for Erdogan? I'm thinking about the election booth.
Not really, simply because Mr. Biden is doing the bare minimum, okay, right, okay, to essentially signal to Erdogan, you know, well, it's out of my hands. I'm not just willing to run roughshod over Congress. He's indicated his lukewarm support by just not taking on Congress to override their objections. It's not a plus for Turkey, and the Turks remain sort of, or the Turkish government remains angry and threatened to sort of purchase fighter jets from other sources if they're not given them by the United States.
Sinan Chidi for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.